Yeah. You listening to 95.7 Smooth Grooves in the Morning. We're going to crank up the traffic jam for you. whoa.
Okay, what is that? What are you going to do? Is that the news radio? No, the jazz announcer? Late night?
That's when I get the job on the old school radio station.
Quiet Storm.
You're kicking it with your man, Carlos.
She got a couple different ones.
Boy, you don't know nothing about that Joyce Littell.
She got a couple different ones. That's called
Joyce Littell.
You know they got lime Red Bull. Yeah, they got a lot of flavors. Not everywhere got them though, man.
You making that up?
They do. They got the yellow. They had an orange. They had a green one, and they had a cranberry one. Yeah, that's what they do. Yeah, a little lime Red Bull and stuff. I know. Product placement. Call Red Bull. Tell them to give us some shit.
Yeah, this podcast has wings, you fucking bitch.
You goddamn right.
85.
Ooh, I didn't even know all the fan hoes was retweeting me. I should have just got down.
You should have been peeping.
I should have been peeping while I was sleeping. Now I'm geeking. Because now it looks like I'm thirsty for them, and they was in my mansion.
See that? And not to mention that they ain't even had permission.
Oh, look at Queen Lola, fine ass, talking about she only get 40 likes on the gram. I believe that. Because the Twitter hoes ain't popping on Instagram, and the Instagram hoes ain't popping.
They ain't figured it out. They don't fuck with each other. Like, they got to come together.
Yeah, like, fuck all that talking. Take the pictures.
It's
you stop taking pictures and say something.
You have no substance. You ain't got no pictures.
Well, bitch, the argument could go back. Hold up. Don't say it yet.
Don't say it?
Don't say it. All right.
Do we need to write it down? Write it down.
Man, fuck it.
That marker don't work, so
this
don't
marker
matter.
Ain't
I know,
shit, bro.
It look good. Get a pen.
Cat,
get a pen. Get a pen. They're going to take us more serious with a pen.
You got the remix?
Let's do it.
I need you right now to loan me some of that pussy. Don't sell me some and don't promise it to me. I just want you to loan it to me. Just, I promise I'll pay you back. My bad.
It's all right. Plead your case.
How you pay it back?
Well, if you would be so kind as to loan me the pussy, you would see how I would pay it back when you need it paid back.
It's a case of pussy perjury.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Hey, Clayton, who your emergency contact, nigga?
Emergency contact? Yeah. I don't even put it no more. Put 911. What the fuck anybody I know gonna do? Call the experts.
I'm such a bad
motherfucker.
What the
fuck is going on?
I put myself as my emergency contact, nigga. If something happened to me, nigga.
Let me know.
Nigga, if something happened to me, you need to be trying to call somebody else anyway, because I'm all right. It's these motherfuckers you got to worry about.
Hey, let them know.
Hell yeah. We just.
You see me fighting a grizzly bear, help the bear.
Shit. He probably got your ass, nigga. I ain't going to help the bear. I'm just going to let y'all niggas handle it.
Help the bear.
I'm just going to let y'all handle that shit.
You saw me fighting a bear. Help the bear.
A rattlesnake bit me one time. That shit crawled off and died.
Fuck that shit. What's up,
Fuck
Fly?
Up there.
What problem?
How you living?
Man, shit, man. I mean, they be eating a little popcorn. You know what I'm talking about?
Popcorn.
A little popcorn.
Yeah, that shit sound like a good
one. Don't eat it, though.
Hey, nah, hold up. Eat something in the microphone for the niggas listening.
Oh, man.
Hold on.
Come on, man.
Hold up. Hit him one more time, Flat. We got a lot of listeners at this point.
Matter of fact, we going to use this sound clip for when something get real interesting.
Nigga, you won't let him do it.
No, we going to replay this.
Go ahead.
Get a few takes. All right, man. Hold on.
Hey, man, this is the 85 South Show. It's your man, Carlos Miller. Who it is over here, man?
Clayton English in the building. Sabado Domingo. Come
man,
on,
this
man.
Nigga done came
one
to work
leg up like a flamingo.
Week straight.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
I ain't bullshitting with these niggas.
And you already know who over there,
I come
man.
Every time a nigga do that. It don't matter what's going on. Hey, but how you feeling, man? Shit, I ain't bullshitting with these niggas.
Bruh, I don't know why we keep introducing ourselves like it's another 85 South Show.
It's the 85 South Show again in Texas. Much your boy DC on fly.
85 don't go that far.
Damn show don't, bro. It ain't nothing close.
85 don't go that far, man. 85 cut out real quick, man.
Where you going for?
Shit.
Where you taking to? Snellville? I don't know.
85 South, shit. Once you get downtown, ain't no more 85 South Show till you,
right.
Till you get, like you go into the airport.
Yeah, then you get back on 85 South.
Take that shit to Union City.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, man. We in this bitch. We just had the dope ass, we got a lot of feedback last week about the freestyles, because people been asking us to do a whole lot of freestyles. It seems right now the shit that we dropped, that pussy got a smell, but then I'm gonna fuck.
If that pussy got a smell,
then I'm gonna fuck, though.
Hey, pussy got a smell, I'm gonna fuck, though.
That's for the streets.
Hold up, let's do the R&B version.
If that pussy got a smell, I'm going to find out. Yeah, if that pussy got a smell, but I'm a fuck.
Hold up, bro. You ain't heard the shit.
What happened?
Oh, nigga. My homeboy,
hey,
DJ Suede, and put the remix on that shit.
You done one of your goddamn pops.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Trust me. Hey, can't hit that shit. Listen to this shit.
Let me hear this shit.
This for the fans.
Let me hear this shit.
Let me hear it. Play the remix.
You got a speaker?
Start.
You got a speaker? Yeah, play the remix.
Remix God!
Pussy got a smell, but I'm a fuck, though. Hey, that pussy got a smell,
but I'm a fuck, though. Hey! Pussy got a smell, but I'm a fuck, though. Hey! Pussy got a smell, but I'm a pussy got a smell, but I'm a pussy got a smell, but I'm a fuck, though. Pussy got a smell, but I'm a fuck, though.
I was talking
about. Shit hard.
Come on, man.
85 South Show.
Oh, yeah.
Excuse me.
We can't sit here looking like we ain't doing shit. What if Steve Harvey see us just sitting here chilling?
Hey. Man.
Shut this motherfucking studio down. So speaking of studio, I got to introduce you to somebody, man. You wasn't here when she came through.
Where she at?
Man, you ain't
even. Come on, man.
People love this girl.
Yeah,
I just fought.
She came on this motherfucker, cuss Clayton out.
Real.
For no reason.
Hell yeah.
For no reason at all. It was the weirdest thing
ever.
Oh,
shit. Who is that? Where is she? Oh, my God. Bruh, she's right here.
Man, look over there.
Go ahead, man.
Let's introduce her. DC Young Fly, this is Brady.
Brady.
Y'all show some love for Brady.
This is DC.
What's up, Brady?
Hey. How you doing?
What's poppin'? Oh, shit at you. What you say?
See that? See that? She took a see.
Do you understand?
We're gonna see where it go.
That the fans was like, man, DC and Brady gotta do the episode together.
Hey, yeah, we can do our shit together. What you wanna do?
See that?
Mm-hmm.
Don't start that shit, man. Cause last time she was on here, she got stalkers and shit.
That's her fault.
That's weird.
I said my fault.
I'm a real live stalker.
Did nobody tell you to come on this motherfucking looking good? We told you who this podcast was for. Niggas who might slick take that pussy. But
no, that never.
We
no.
don't condone
no.
it, but they might.
No.
I never
no.
said that was us.
No,
nigga, I seen some niggas who ain't shit listening to this shit.
I'm not taking no pussy. You know, it is giveth it to me.
Hey. No pussy is to be taken.
Nigga, I'll be
pussy
out here.
Pussy is to be given
don't
away.
Don't you ever take no pussy. Then y'all didn't let me finish. Oh, jump to a conclusion.
I was just.
You the one said this podcast for niggas who take pussy.
No.
The pussy is given to you. Okay. Now you might have the pussy in the yard where you have to go and strangle the pussy.
You're right.
But.
What?
See? You worse than the fucking
you're
eye.
You're not helping, man.
That's not the same thing.
That's, no.
Cut that shit out.
That's not the same thing. If the pussy's in the street, you don't go into the street.
Yeah.
But if the pussy come in your yard and you got a private sign.
Hey, look, man. You talking about cats.
You get it.
You talking about cats.
Exactly.
You talking about dogs and cats.
I didn't
at this
know
point,
you was that
we're talking
smart.
About
yeah.
dogs and
with
cats.
You surprised me. Today.
Yes.
Like,
you fucked the game up.
Exactly.
Because I
no,
ran into a girl.
We know.
No, I ran into a girl who was like.
We know.
I was like, damn, bitch, you
check
is crazy.
This out. Hey, I-85 runs from Petersburg, Virginia to Montgomery, Alabama.
Guess what? I don't give a fuck.
Why you don't give a fuck?
Because I don't know when I be on
why you don't
85.
Give a
I be confused. I be on 75 telling people I'm on 85. I be on 85 and telling people I'm on 75 into 85. I don't give a fuck. I just tell them next freeway. Hey, I don't give a fuck. I just tell them the freeway.
Hey,
the Uber at me one more time where I'm going. I say, bitch, look at the GPS. Bitch, leave me alone.
Hey,
leave me alone.
Let a nigga in.
Leave me alone. Hey, leave me alone.
Hey, let a nigga in.
Hey, leave me alone.
Hey, let a nigga in.
Bitch, look at the GPS. Yes, and leave me alone.
Hey, need some gas money, shit. I got plenty. Riding down motherfucking Interstate 20.
Ah.
Mm. I'ma run like Forrest Gump up in Jenny.
Ooh.
She better give me some of that kitty.
Ooh.
Before she give me some of that kitty, pull the titty out.
Ooh.
Put the titty out.
Yeah.
Put the titty out.
Okay.
at the GPS and leave me alone.
Hey, I'm on 85 headed to Montgomery. Bitches on the phone and they all want a summary. All they want a summary of me. I ain't gonna tumbleweed. Got these bitches on my dick and I don't need them all the weed.
Hey, Brady, where you at?
I told them just to all the weed.
Okay, you don't freestyle.
Rap, Brady.
Come on, you got a new weed.
Rap, Brady.
She can sing,
we smoking good weed.
I'ma roast your ass, Brady.
Oh, shit.
Go ahead.
Brady, sing the song that you was singing.
You gon' rap. Man, that's when mama sit and tell you look like Michael Jackson.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
No, yes, you did.
You better look at the GPS and leave it alone. Hey. Leave it alone. Hey.
Hey, man, who the podcast for?
Oh, man. It didn't take long. See, I told you Brady was going to come out.
I knew he was going to do that shit.
I told you he was going to come out, man. You know, so Brady, I tried to make me out to be a bad guy.
What happened with this motherfucker, though?
What happened?
The stalking.
Oh, the stalking situation.
No, he was crazy. I don't know. Let me tell you.
Hold on. Wait a minute.
Oh, shit.
Can we, can I just, like, bookend it when we started off? Look, you're going to tell this story like a girl. So
you gonna interpret it? You're saying you gonna interpret it?
Yeah. Right. No. She gonna tell the story.
So this
like
how
a girl.
The shit gonna work?
All right.
You gonna tell some story? Clayton gonna interpret this
shit?
Yeah.
Cause you know, fellas, we need facts. We can get a lot.
DC, we got the sad. Sad comments.
Okay.
So go ahead, Brie.
Come on.
So I was at work and I was leaving work, right? And leaving from work, I was outside waiting on my ride, the Uber, and he just walked up and was like, "Hey,
okay,
baby, let me talk to you."
Okay, I'm gonna stop you right there. What she was saying is none of that at the work shit, none of that mattered. No matter what time of day, it didn't matter. She was leaving work, she was getting in the Uber. The dude walked up right then. Now this is a dude assuming that harassed you already on the internet because you didn't specify that, but the people need that at home. Yes. Now go.
Okay, so during this moment, he was.
Well, you coming from
me.
The strip club? Well, that's where I'm at with it in my
let
head.
Let her go. Just let her go.
It's not a bad question.
Fuck it. Not a bad
talking,
question.
It was a very interesting conversation. I was just being polite. He says, you know, I watch your show, da 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 da. I'm a writer. And I want. He didn't say that, nigga.
Oh.
He was like, that. He basically was like, I have this show that I've written and I think you'd be perfect for it, da 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 da. I'm like, okay, cool. Let me follow you on Instagram. I support your movement.
Okay, so just to interpret that right quick, dude came up and he was trying to run that shit. You know, everybody in Atlanta something. Yeah. You know, everybody something got that.
I got a production
man.
Coming.
Hey, man, you know I'm a writer, man.
I'm a photographer.
I write. Yeah, I write. I write.
I own
I write
six
my
Waffle
name.
Houses.
I write the name of the
I'm in the real
check.
Estate.
Yeah, exactly.
My brother owned Magic
so
City.
He was
no,
hit.
He gave me the full-blown, girl, you know you don't have to work here, right?
Strip club.
Oh, he gave
I told you,
you
she
no,
was
I don't work at a strip club.
Okay, well,
that's the only sympathy well, conversation. That, you ain't got it.
So he slid
I mean,
up
you
on
may have to answer his question. You may have to answer his question before we get the
question. He slid up on some T-Pain shit.
I work as a shopper in a store.
Oh, okay. Wait a minute.
Wait a minute. So you're an undercover shopper?
No, she a mystery
is
shopper.
Is that another name for a stripper at a store called the Candy Shop?
Yes.
I'm a shopper at the Candy Shop. Let's. I don't know.
So you walk around with a lot of shit at Macy's telling on people who's stealing.
No, nigga.
Okay.
No, she's a secret shopper. She makes sure the product placed where it's supposed to be placed.
Right.
You work as a shopper at a
is
store.
Is that right?
No, I'm just a fucking sales associate
oh, okay,
in a
okay.
damn
yeah,
store.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah,
not that
you
didn't
say that.
Oh,
you
no,
said a shopper.
She made
because
it sound
that's
super
my,
cool.
Because that's my...
Shopper means shopping. I have been in a shopper before.
Yo, nigga.
This nigga.
I don't...
I was just no, a shopper earlier today.
All right.
Nigga, what you doing? Shit, I'm being a shopper, right. Nigga. You know what I'm saying? I'm just shopping.
You ain't get paid for it, though.
Yeah, I ain't get paid. I'm just a shopper.
Nah, that's what her job... You know, some jobs call you an employee. Some jobs call you a coworker.
A clerk.
She's a sales.
I'm a personal shopper.
Her job called her a shopper.
Yeah, I'm a personal shopper.
Okay. Got
that is better. Got say sales associates.
Don't change her
but
job title to make you feel
oh,
comfortable.
So you're a shopper.
DC.
If I go to Macy's, I'm like, baby, are you a shopper? She'd be like, no.
You can't change her title.
Excuse me.
You can't do that. No. Don't change people's title.
I'm like, man, motherfucker told me they was a shopper working behind the cash register just like you. No, she's lying. She might no. have been a stripper. I'm like, you right.
At Macy's, though, man?
You right.
Right.
All
right. No, okay. So, wait a minute. This dude shows up to your job, which is weird enough. How do you figure out where he work? Because I feel like they should hear that,
just
too.
From social media, like watching my Snapchat.
Oh,
watching
knowing you
hey, be careful out there, ladies. You see what can happen. And we're going to pull up on the dude or something. We gonna, I don't know. We might just.
He might be not. Nah, but I forgot she said the
who
nigga
knows?
Pulled up on her.
He might get the Zika virus.
Little
we don't know.
That's what you need to do. You need to carry a container of mosquitoes and be like, fuck nigga, back off. I give you this Zika. Nigga be like, Shawty, you got it, Shawty.
Straight
on that shit.
And if he already got a small head, it might he might be thinking it's already taken.
You
so.
Feel what I'm saying?
So
give me the rest of this
story. Yeah, my bad.
I mean, yeah. So I followed him or whatever, and then he just constantly kept hitting me on Instagram. It got a little bit uncomfortable. So then I was like, you know what? I'm about to unfollow you because you
give us some
much.
Of the uncomfortable. Can we? Because we need to know the fucked up.
Has he ever appeared in your car when you looked in the rearview mirror? You're like, what the fuck?
Right.
You're like, you know what?
No, it wasn't that deep. But it just, it got uncomfortable. He started just basically trying to tell me about my life. And it was almost like, nigga, how do you know this shit? Like, what are you doing to figure out?
He probably telling you
he knew it. Was he right, though? Or was he just taking educated guesses?
A lot of it, he was just making shit up. But then other stuff, it was kind of like, yo, like, he must have been there. Like, because I host parties.
He
sees my flyers and he goes to wherever
I'm at. That sounds like an ex.
Well, we sound like an uncle or a father.
Okay, so this all.
Bro, we going to figure this shit out.
Let's try to find the source.
Your father.
So this started because y'all.
My dad's white.
Oh. That's what you was told.
What did you?
DC
just turned it into a good ass drama on Lifetime.
Listen, I watched First 48 Forensic Files.
Really
like all
like
the shit she's saying is like stripper father. Like I know.
Where do you get father from?
That's because she knows her life already.
I don't know. This nigga just been on the Twitter search box. It sounds like.
Going crazy.
Yeah, you gotta be careful what you put out there too. So okay, so y'all talk. He hit you on he hit you on social media.
Right.
And then.
Right. So it just was like constant harassment.
And he showed up somewhere.
He showed up at an event, and then
he tried to get your number.
He tried to get my number initially, but I never gave him the
number.
Hit
him with
I just
the curveball.
Follow him. Yeah, I just follow him on Instagram. I want to support you. Follow you on Instagram. Whatever.
All right, Clayton.
But he created multiple pages too. He was harassing me with more than one page.
Okay.
What is your diagnosis?
Right now, basically, what it happened was he probably was trying to come at you just because he thought you was compatible. Because people live their life through screens too much. You know what I'm saying? Just what you see on the screen ain't necessarily what you're gonna get or what you think it's supposed to be. And you know, we do this shit. We ain't there for y'all. You know what I'm saying? If some shit happened, cool. You know what I'm saying? But you got to treat us like real people. Mm-hmm. So I don't know the rest of the situation.
Oh, that's why
she probably hit
Flat
it with.
I know the rest. That's why I was about to ask.
She probably hit it with too much of the swerve.
What happened on the other shit?
When he came to find out, it was her father. and he knew her.
Shut the fuck up.
He was throwing dollars on his daughter. And he didn't know.
He was just trying to see if she was going to fall for the
internet like
shit.
Old boy.
Threw the dollar on her. She ain't twerk hard enough. He was like, baby girl, that ain't going to get it right.
You there. Stupid. What the fuck is wrong? Stop eating that shit.
It's not the popcorn, trust me.
It's Molly on the popcorn.
Yes. No. Okay. No. Hey, I'll Molly on my popcorn, but I'll get. Hey, she was raised by her. Somebody said it was her daddy, but it wasn't her daddy.
Okay.
Hold on, what happened?
No, we got the song. At... You ain't.
Oh remember. Shit! The pussy got a smell on the phone. Ready? Let me hear.
Wait a
pussy.
Minute. Oh, wait, you done? What happened to this dude? Where he at now? Is he gonna be out there?
I don't know. He
gonna
He's
fuck
on
up.
Family.
Basically, I roasted his ass. I just let him know, like, nigga, stop fucking commenting
on
my shit.
Yeah, the fucked up part is the nigga probably still listening to the show. Mm-hmm. What you want to say to him?
Hey man, let your daughter be in peace, my nigga. You feel what I'm saying? Like, just let it go.
That's what
it's
he really late. Gonna start putting on that
what
shit.
What you
want
to say?
That shit gonna be
crazy. Hey man, look, man. Hey, look.
Leave folks the fuck alone.
Look, everybody ain't gonna
Clayton
fuck
gonna
you,
Clayton gonna fire you
because
he wanna hit that pussy. So
everybody,
he gonna fire.
Everybody
gonna
ain't
like
gonna fuck
Where
you.
He at?
Nah.
I go to the job
you
with
stupid.
You.
I'm outside. I'm in the blue thing.
I'm gonna be outside when you go and do your thing. You know what I'm saying?
That's you with the roller bag. Shut up. I'm just playing. No, I won't say. Look, man. Find yourselves a pussy that wants you.
Yeah, man.
And if you can't find
it,
yeah,
man. Pussy is like on a can. All you gotta do is ask. No. They can deny a lot of times.
And even if what you're looking for is deeper than pussy, it's not
it's there.
But man, I feel like a lot of niggas would get more pussy if they just be quiet.
Nope.
Say less, get more. That's my motto.
Sometimes y'all
nigga,
feel like
nigga, no, say less.
You gonna tell
get
me
more
like
pussy.
You? All right, why did it?
Because
Lo say I'm quiet.
Just be quiet, and you gonna get the pussy.
Because
if
test.
We like you, we already like you. It don't matter what you get. It is what it is.
This is a test. First one to speak, lose the pussy. First one to speak, lose the pussy. How good can you hug?
Oh, you already lost when you stopped sharing your popcorn.
You're stupid. Nah, man.
So, no, but also real shit. Don't be out here goddamn stalking nobody, following nobody. That's lame as fuck.
Fellas, let me tell you something, man. It's not hard to get pussy. Trust me.
Social media ain't real life.
You can buy it. I don't give a fuck what these hoes out here talking about. They ain't selling pussy. Listen, they selling it. And it's all times high right now. Clearance.
Damn.
And sales tax. You got to worry about the tax. None of that shit.
It's a surplus.
Yeah.
All of it got to go. They got to make room for a whole new season.
They selling it at the dump.
Pussy that was normally going for $3,500 come down to the dump. $23 for a whole vagina living room.
Georgia Fairgrounds this weekend.
At the dump.
Pussy liquidation sale.
I love that goddamn commercial.
The lowest cost on labia. Come to the dump.
Not this only
week,
do we
you
have...
been using lube, you can stop no longer using at the dump.
Not only do we have pussy, we have couches, sectionals. Ottomans.
Hey, motherfuckers is ignorant. We have no sense.
That shit's crazy.
I'm sorry.
Wow.
I just don't like. I just really hate lame ass motherfuckers. Man.
Yeah, man. I'm telling you, man. No. Pussy's out there. Trust me. The same shit you doing to her, it's a bitch doing you like that. How about y'all meet up and fuck?
So what you saying?
Just like he was stalking her ass.
So you saying
it's a motherfucker probably
so
stalking
you
his
saying
ass.
Thirsty niggas should get with thirsty bitches.
Yeah, and be no. thirsty and make lemonade.
Stalker niggas should get with stalker bitches. Crazy niggas get with crazy bitches.
They ain't gotta work no more. Now they can tune that stalker shit into some other shit. Like, you know what? Help me become successful.
So then what if they just team up and start stalking somebody else?
Like, that's crazy.
You stalk her, I stalk her too. And that's what they
just make a team up.
No, we don't need team ups.
Bro, all this shit is sound bad.
Guess what?
But leave motherfuckers the fuck alone. You can't make nobody want you.
Hey, whatever happened on that screen, whatever happened on TV, whatever happened on that computer, that shit ain't real life. That stupid shit. Stop showing up the people's job. You saw that Joe Budden shit, you gonna run up on people. What the fuck are y'all doing?
Keep it real.
Y'all playing too goddamn much, right, man.
Fly, what's the most stalkerish shit you ever done?
Who, me?
Yeah. Don't lie. I see you looking to the left.
Maybe don't say it.
I remember I saw a bit from afar.
It was your chick.
Nah, I just saw a bit from afar. I was like, damn, that ass fat. And I was like, man, you know in my head, like, bro, don't let that pussy just walk by. You never know. You feel what I'm saying?
So you gotta take a shot.
It was far. Like, some of that, nigga, my car right here.
You had to hawk
it
in.
Fuck my car. Walk past the car and act like I want to go in the store and then realize she was with a nigga, so I had to look for some shit that was in the store.
You bought some shit you ain't even need.
I just bought some shit. I'm hanging like a motherfucker. Like, man, that bitch don't like that nigga like that, man. That got me walking all the way down here.
Bro, that's as stalkerish as it got?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the crazy part about it, they called me next to mine.
Let me see. The most stalkerish. I ain't on all that popping up and. Oh, no, I'd have been on set and I'd have been like, hey.
What?
Send her an email. I told the lady to cast me. I said, send her one.
Oh,
and
okay.
Then, you know, put my info in there. And
man, Clayton looked like he was stalking motherfucker, like, let the window down just a little bit and be yelling at her, hey!
And keep going. Hey! You stupid.
Then call it. That was me.
He seeing the bitches confused. Who's calling my name? I love this shit. Little but confused ass bitch.
You fucking stupid, man. You done stalked the woman.
The most stalkerish shit I ever did. Like, I ain't never just popped up, but I went over there when I knew everybody was supposed to be asleep.
What?
I don't know. Like, just wake up,
what
bitch.
What do you mean?
Yeah, like, because we going to argue, so I'm going to wake you up early in the morning, too, just what to add insult.
What you mean?
Now, you ever had a bitch use your lie on you? like that's your go-to lie. She hit you with your lie, and you be like, bitch, you think I'm stupid? Right. That's my lie.
What she say?
Bitch, your phone don't die. My phone is the phone that died in this relationship. Right. It ain't about to be two phones dead.
So you left your charge.
Like, come up with your own shit. Yeah, that's what my argument was.
What's your ass used to say?
I'm going to the studio. How you going to the studio? Yeah, you don't even work in music,
you
nigga.
Can't see now. Y'all both can't.
He didn't say what kind of studio.
He just said, "I'm going to the studio."
He going to the workout studio. Bro. He going to the studio apartment.
What's your lie, bro? What's your lie that you? What's your go-to lie?
Man, look, I don't have to lie. I come
this takes the best nigga.
I'm gonna tell you how I do mine.
Look, I just slow the conversation down, man. Let's figure out what the problem is first. You know what I'm saying?
What is you?
Where
mad?
Were you? What? You know what time it is? Who are you with? Wait a minute. Hold on, man. Where was I? Where was I? That's what you focused on? Where was I, right? That's what's concerning you at this point. Where was I? Who I was with? Which one is it? Because I was out. But where am I now? I'm back. So unless I have to be here all the time, why does it matter where I'm at now if I'm right in front of you?
That shit sound good. I'm calling you.
Bruh.
There you go.
I see why you said you don't have to lie. I'm going to try that shit.
I'm going to try that shit. I'm like, where was I?
What's your line?
Where was I? She's like, bitch, nigga, you heard me. I'm like, God damn, I ain't think she was going to answer like that. Shit.
It was a lot better when there was no response. Yeah.
It's good.
No pressure with no response.
But she's just listening. But this is what I do, because I got two phones. So shit, I get one phone, be on the phone all night. Oh. I put it up on a whole bunch of dirty clothes, cut the TV up, and I go out the house with my other phone. Oh. So the bitch still, I think I'm in there asleep. Yeah, I'm asleep. To my niece and nephew make noise and shit. Be like, well, Uncle John. I'm like, God damn it.
Damn.
Y'all went in the room talking about me. The bitch think I'm in there asleep.
That's that. Whoa.
Brady, what's your go-to laugh?
You told on yourself. You shouldn't have told that.
In the studio?
I don't give a fuck.
I got to go to work. I'm in the studio.
Oh. You got to go to work? You're in the studio?
Mm-hmm.
That's your go-to laugh?
Yeah, I'll be right at the club.
What's the coldest you've ever pulled it? Have you ever pulled it like, no, nah, fuck this. I got to go to the studio. We was going to fuck, but I changed my mind. I got to go to the studio. Like, how on the spot can you have to be at the studio and somebody believe that shit?
Oh, what you mean? Real on the spot, like right before.
Hey, you know, technology kills.
Like,
some
I'm taking
lines,
my pants
though.
Down and pulling back up. Oh, got the text. I gotta go to the studio. My bad.
That's what you do.
But see, you must ain't want to give a nigga no head.
Technology killed a whole lot of motherfucking lies.
Yeah, because like, you can look
it's
it up.
It's hard as fuck to ignore somebody these days, man.
I gotta give you head. Girl, text me. I'm going to the studio.
Right. See, because they can
But why would you even want to fuck somebody like that? If you're going to have sex with somebody, that girl, she need to be... She wants to have sex with you because she want to do everything to you. Yeah.
That's what
Head
I'm talking
is a
about.
Part of
really?
Sex.
That's
like,
the
that's,
case?
I remember one time I had her put on a rub. I was like, yeah, let me get some head. She's like, I don't do that with a rub on. I said, bitch, when you fucking?
You ain't want... Yeah.
What? Okay. You wanted some head with a rub on?
Y'all must ain't seen the HIV limit.
Y'all didn't trust the mouth, man.
Y'all must ain't seen the HIV limit in Georgia. Yeah. Y'all thought I was bullshit till you saw it on the news.
Two rubbers.
I want one.
The only women that suck dick with a condom on are prostitutes.
Is
that? I don't give a fuck who it is.
I don't think that's true.
I don't think that's
true. I don't think that's true.
You don't suck the dick with a condom on it?
Not shit no, got in quiet. A long time.
Man, you sucked that dick, man. She sucked that dick, man. She tripping. Just because you
might
said
got
that,
a, they might got
man,
a,
her shit been a bro. Long time.
Nah, she might,
been
a,
last
you might
week.
Got a, you know.
I ain't never had no head with a condom on before. I don't know nothing. I'm not about that life.
You ain't never had it re-greased with the mouthpiece?
Nope.
That's the re-grease.
Bruh, once the condom come on, ain't no more, hey. Ain't no
re-grease.
More
head.
Man,
you might gotta get the re-grease.
You don't be wanting to fuck. Cause I be wanting. That's the only time. See, I'm a getting head for that. You feel what I'm saying?
With a
see,
rub on, with
I
two
know.
Rubbers
see,
on.
See, I like getting head.
You getting head
with
two rubbers
with rub on.
On?
But my is the re-grease. Is the
so,
reason.
See, I got an old lady, so I really be thinking about her.
Oh, you
know so what
you,
I'm saying?
Yeah,
so I be like, I'm not coming home bringing my bitch. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, I gotta get some head with a rub on.
I don't know.
I got an old lady.
Why don't you just not get it and go
no,
home?
Because he cares.
It ain't that type of party.
That'd be too
cares,
much like
man.
Right.
It ain't that type of party.
It's because he cares.
That'd be the right.
I ain't perfect, but I swear I still be fucking need bitches.
It
you don't
rubber.
Wanna give me head, then bitch, you get this thing. I punch you in your face or I go up in your shit. Bitch, you gonna give us a head with rubber. Fuck you talking about?
Wow.
No, we ain't fucking.
See,
that's
yeah.
an angry
we could,
little
don't
nigga.
Codeine.
But
hold
I mean,
on,
are you?
None
he's
of
like,
that.
No codeine.
Are you giving her head too, though? Or I'm lost.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Ah.
Brady, what you doing?
Not if I get a head with a rubber on, bitch. That means you not
I ain't
clean
never
enough.
Gave head first.
You not clean enough for me to give you head. If I, you wow. gotta give me some head with a rubber on, bitch. You not clean enough.
You never gave head first. Head. That's what
no,
saying.
What I'm saying is she's sucking your dick, but you're not eating.
I'm the type of bitches I fuck with. See, me and you just, I would have told you. So where the fuck you going? I don't care,
bruh. Nigga, it was hot as fuck today. Let it happen.
You would have said what to me?
I would have told you, okay, you want to sit here and argue. Where the fuck you going? Because your Uber like 4 minutes away.
We don't condone.
No, my car would have been parked outside
I can't say
to walk outside.
Oh,
she
shit. Condone. We could have left together then. Because I'm going to need a ride because my shit died the street.
Oh, okay.
My name is Carlos Miller, and if I need to put a rub on to get some head, don't even get it to me.
Right.
I'm all right.
She sucked. What you mean, right? You done sucked the dick with a rubber on before.
I have.
So what you saying, right?
She was young. She ain't know no better.
Listen. I eat pussy.
With a rub on
nobody
your
said you didn't.
I eat pussy. No, nobody. I'm back on her.
No, it seemed like you felt like you were being attacked, man.
No, okay, but that's what I'm asking.
I eat pussy.
No.
Hey, listen.
Now, don't get it fucked up. Don't get it fucked up.
What's all this negative energy, baby? Nah, I eat pussy.
No, because she confused.
Bring the pussy out. I'll eat it right now. Put it in here.
She confused.
Right here. I eat it.
She's saying, if I don't give it to her, see, she heard what she said. You got to give it to me first. Oh, no, it don't work
no,
like
no,
that.
I didn't say that you have to give it to me first, but I'm saying, you know, when you in it, you going to know.
You're going to feel the vibe.
Any nigga that's going to fuck with me, because everybody don't get the box, but if you get the box, you gonna wanna give me
I'm gonna tell you right now.
Well, first of all, stop calling
a nigga like me.
I don't want no pussy kind of box. Every box I know dry and
then. Or they got a homeless man in it.
Scrape your arm up.
I don't want no box for the homeless. You gonna tell. Nigga be like, hey, what the hell you doing here?
The box?
Like, goddamn, that's a box for real.
The box.
Get your ass out the box.
I'm good. See, all I'm saying
that's
is.
That's the black box from the airplane.
But if I don't eat your pussy, it's a reason.
It's because it was a box. Who can eat a whole box full of pussy?
It was a box.
Not
a,
you
this
know,
the
box 85 full of pussy.
South Show. This is a podcast for niggas who eat.
The box.
The box. I told the box.
Hey, this
is
a podcast for niggas who still eat coochie.
Man, you still eating a little. If you don't mind a little twat on your tongue.
Now, don't get me wrong.
I just thought
you.
It was a more pleasant way of saying vagina.
You can't even find
no. No, vagina is the most pleasant
you
word.
You can't even find no good coochie no more.
You damn sure can't.
That's too ugly for me to say.
Coochie.
You ever fuck one of them coochies
coochie
that look like the inside 90s, of a pecan?
Man. Coochies ran
look at
the
them girls. They wear them coochie cutters. Coochie cutters. Look at them girls. They got them coochie cutters out. Coochie cutters.
Bro, when the last time you had some coochie, my nigga?
Shit, I was 16.
This morning.
He was 16.
Oh, that when that coochie was developing.
How
was
long
like,
ago was that?
That coochie?
How long ago was that, bro?
Nigga, I'm 24.
Okay, so that was 8 years ago.
I was the same age.
Damn.
Yo, we were acting all old and shit. My
hey, that's crazy.
You don't want no nigga eat your ass.
The last time you so had some coochie, I was your age, nigga.
Yeah. What you say?
The last time you had some coochie, I was your age.
Oh, for real?
Hell yeah.
That coochie was fast. See, I'm glad I started eating pussy later. I would have been eating the wrong pussy.
No, because I was in high school.
I've been
and,
eating
like,
everything. Walking. Come here.
I graduated 2001. I still remember coochie was popping then. I remember coochie.
I remember you say that word. Yeah, like, boy, yeah. I got some coochie. Nigga,
nah, because LeVar brought the shit up. I miss coochie now. Now I'm thinking about
now,
it.
Now, see, coochie, that's a clean. They were clean.
Yeah.
Coochie was clean.
Coochie was clean.
When you got some dirt, you be like, man, that dirt ass pussy.
Yeah.
That one they were calling pussy. That this,
pussy
ooh,
is the street name.
Yeah. That coochie. Ooh, that shit was
coochie
tight.
Stay with her mama.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Coochie. Coochie ain't even got no bills in her name.
Coochie, y'all, pussy, stupid. And box.
Box done been through something. Like, yeah, because you use a box to move.
Box done been took before.
Man, box done smuggled drug.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all can leave got my word coochie. Alone.
Put that in the box.
Box done hit a couple cell phones in prison and shit.
Box.
Like, ma'am, come here. Squeezing all them cell phones out that puss.
Y'all too. Man, I want some coochie, man. Oh, see, look, Popeye's what? Got the $5 box. You can get the five pieces of chicken for $5. That's box.
That Taco you know Bell how many got a in that
box. Bit. $5 box.
Hell yeah.
Every time a box, he got more than one.
Hell yeah.
I'm like, hey, man, you know that bitch up the street selling that box 3 for $10.
That
you know
box.
It's all right. It's all right.
You all right, bro?
No, Colonel.
It could be. There's other boxes.
God, my nigga was, about to choke.
That's the negative thing of eating popcorn. Colonel gets stuck right there. You ever been reaching for that?
Hold up, bro. That's the second time this nigga almost died on this show.
Because he tried to eat it like it's on a cartoon. No. Trying to throw it in the air and shit, man.
Hey, this some shit that's always in the comment. You remember when you hit that button and the shit went all the way up?
Yeah,
you start singing almost, in your own ear. That shit.
Man, I almost killed my damn eardrums.
That nigga jumped all the way. You should have been here, man.
Yeah, you hit these motherfuckers all the way up.
What the fuck you been up to, man? What's got you coming to work so much these days?
Man, you know, I'll do it on a weekday when I'm here, man. You know, I'm out on the weekend.
Oh.
You know, I'm out there.
You all right?
I'm on the tear, man. All these comedy clubs, I'm coming. Toledo, I'm up there. West Nyack, I'm up there.
Where is that?
New York.
West See, this Nyack? Nigga done got famous, man. This nigga
going
I ain't
on the
never heard of that
Virginia,
shit.
Funny
he
bone.
Going to shit. They just named that city last week.
Yeah, yeah.
So you the first comedian in West Nyack.
They going to let me cut the ribbon.
Damn.
No, I'm just bullshit. It's up there. It's near New York, I think.
Yeah. I like the way that shit sounds. It just sounds real player the way
nigga
you said
it's up
shit.
There. West nigga, Nyack, where it's going to be?
West Nyack.
It's probably ain't even.
Probably full of Arab niggas. Oh, Clinton, we love your comedy.
I don't you when you come in. Do
we
not
love your comedy.
No. Listen, understand. When you come here, all the bitches come out. It's a good time all the time.
No, nobody.
You've been last comic standing
no,
since
listen,
first episode.
I tell you, I see this shit. He look at me. He say, "Fuck you." I say, "Nobody fuck me, buddy. Nobody fuck me, buddy."
I say,
but I like you, DC. I let you fuck me, DC. But nobody fuck me, DC.
This is a young fly. Fuck you mean? I tell him this is not come back.
Fuck you mean?
They always say I can go to the store. So when you going to shoot movie?
You make movie.
Make movie and star. I gave you a lot of free. Make movie and star. I gave you a lot of free. Make movie and star.
Hey, you ever had the Indian dude try to sell you the gas station Viagra late at night? Buddy, come in. Hard dick for you. You take it.
You like it?
Shut up, I hate when you be buying
like
rubbers.
Bitches, you know? Come
look,
on.
You be buying rubbers and the other shit on the wall. I'm like, hey, let me get a pack of no Magnum. What? But the blue pill. Also get the blue pill.
I take
blue pill. Gorilla? Don't take gorilla.
No. What did he say, bro?
He said, also take the blue pill.
Also, hey, that's exactly what they say, though.
I'm like, what's about the blue pill? Hey. She going to keep calling you, ain't calling
no, you? Nobody. You don't like horse.
Oh, you don't like horse. I like horse. Also, take the
also,
blueprint.
You don't need
this.
Oh, you don't like
that's
horse.
Exactly,
you too young.
That's exactly who we got this podcast for.
But they both,
niggas who took the blue pill.
Also, I don't know why I always be on the left side too. You can take the blue pill.
Oh, shit.
Like, man, nobody want that shit. Had my heart racing like a motherfucker. I took one of them pills before that. I thought I was about to die in the red light. I was like, man, this shit supposed to be working on my dick.
Oh, man.
Not my heart.
You like them blue pills?
Nah, I'm straight.
For real.
You know about the red pill? They got them for y'all, too, don't they? That's what that little root in that bottle for. That's for the ladies. That's what it is. You ain't ever seen that little root in the bottle up there? I don't know what it's for, but.
These women, though, they know when you taking that shit.
They do.
They know.
How they know?
Because these women smarter than you give them credit for. She'll jump off the dick like, hold up. This motherfucker too hard. What you took?
So then she won't accuse you of performance enhancing?
No, see, your girl know
no,
about
you
how.
Know.
Your girl know
performance
about
enhancing.
You know how he, so you know his stroke game.
See?
That's like how you figure out when a nigga cheating on you. Like, if you kiss me one way, we've been kissing like this, and then you come back all of a sudden, you can't sit kissing different. Who taught you that new
how
trick?
You know he just ain't been wanting to do that shit for you? Oh, see, your girl is going to think you cheated, buddy.
How you don't,
take the
but yeah, okay, so you say if he come with some new shit.
No,
just be
real.
Well, that means no
about
shit.
Something as intimate as kissing. Like,
I was about
intimate.
To tell you, but
what
look,
this nigga got to
say. Kissing is intimate.
Your lady know about how much pussy you need to survive.
Right.
It's give and
we
take.
We know.
And then when you start going in excess, like, this nigga ain't never fucked me 4 times.
How you
what
fucking
the
me all these times?
See?
You don't even have a number 2. Like, what you doing?
You supposed to be
sleep.
I got
you
don't
number
have no round 2.
I got
like,
number 2.
You just be a long fuck.
I got number 2.
But what I'm...
A
I'm,
long
I'm,
round 1.
So what's the difference between a long fuck and a number 2? Like,
because it's because you know when you stroking it up, y'all finish.
Check this
that's
out.
Round one.
Check
you
this
chill,
out.
You cuddle, and then you come back from round 2.
But if so it's a long out, fuck, like, what the fuck
no
you need
cuddling.
A round
that's
two?
What I'm
no,
saying. If you have a long fuck and then you come back with another long fuck and
yeah,
another long
that's
fuck,
not,
she gonna be like, hold up, nigga, you got 3 weeks worth of pussy tonight.
That's
what is going on?
Hey, look, you know what? See, that's the fuck. No, that's what I'm gonna say.
Because we want to sit there and have that pussy tore the fuck up.
Hey. Now, this is what I'm
put
saying.
Put her number in my phone.
No,
give me a
I'm not saying I want that.
See?
I'm not saying I want that. That's not what I'm saying I want.
This is why women can't never be happy and satisfied. Nigga come in, what if I want that pussy like that right now? Because before, I didn't want the pussy because your attitude was stank.
The whole time your attitude was
fucked up. And I didn't want fucked up attitude pussy because I like pussy at a frequency that's acceptable for me. And if you, and don't be giving me the pussy and you, no.
I don't really too
you,
much
you,
care.
No,
I just have,
no.
I want to be dressed how I, how, what gives me hard.
If
I
want
say,
the pussy
bitch,
how I want it, I'm going to get it.
Well, sundress with nothing on. Oh, just walk around with some boy shorts. My dick gonna get hard off that. You be talking all that shit.
I don't even know how if I can relate, man. I told y'all 5 minutes ago. I still like coochie. I don't have to deal with it.
I don't care. I see a bitch with a sundress on. Woo! Don't wear nothing on because I'm liable. And any moment now, I'm gonna lift that motherfucker up. So I'm gonna need you to be ready. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Because if you take the blue pill, buddy, your dick is going to be hot. Excuse my language.
I tell you.
I tell you. She's going to think you're cheating, you. Buddy.
No, it have no. My dick. I show you
no,
my dick.
Hey, I have problems.
I take. I show
I have
you
problem.
My dick.
I take blue pill or have problem no more.
No, I tell.
Problem
I,
no
I
more.
Come up, I say, look, oh, you suck dick for me. She say you suck. I said no, you suck dick for me. No, you put my dick. You suck my dick for me and for you. But for you, but for me.
Have they ever been trying to explain some shit to you and then caught a nigga cheating? Hey, you could take the blue pill. Hey. Hold on, excuse me, buddy. You friend, but him. Hey. I see you.
Man, you fucking up all our hood credit. We ain't gonna be able to get no blunts, gas, or nothing.
Hey, well,
No. I hear what you say on your show. That's racism.
You call, buddy. DC, no.
Fuck
DC. Fuck him. No, fuck me. No. Nobody fuck me, buddy. Nobody fuck
me. Hey, I love my A-Rap. Hey, your 85 South, you're crazy. You were talking how I'm talking crazy. No. Hey, but look, before you leave, get the blue pill.
That sound like a Cuban.
Get the blue pill, buddy. Who sound like a Cuban? Oh. I have a Cuban dick. Because I take the blue pill.
Hey, man, this is the 85 South.
Our accents have no specific.
Yeah, not an
this is not going to Jamaican and shit. He be like, yo, buddy. Buddy, bump a clock. I'm like, nigga,
what?
That sound like a nigga from New York. No.
Oh, shit.
Nah.
We in this bitch.
Oh, this
I know, because you know this is a podcast for niggas who fuck bitches with no eyebrows.
Oh, no.
Them niggas just, I'm trying to figure out how them niggas look.
Mm-mm. Like Mona Lisa.
Shout out. Don't you know, I went to Paris.
For real?
Yeah, you I went to Paris when I was 16. Nigga, they make so much noise about this damn picture. Do you
it
know
ain't
how
even
big?
That big. Yeah, it's not
this
big.
This picture is... This fucking big. And everybody in there like, I can see the eyes.
Bro, you bullshitting.
On everything. Nigga, I walk right past that bitch.
You don't
eyes
know, though. You
straight.
Don't know. You might have been at the gift moving. Store. You might have been at the gift shop. That might have been the postcard.
Nah, real nigga
you
shit.
Bro,
it's in a big-ass museum, bro. That shit. It's like in a castle-like type museum, and it's all the way in the back. That way. You feel anybody what I'm saying?
Where is that, people? It's at the Louvre. Let's say that.
Up there that way, and it,
is
the picture's like
at?
This
we
Louvre.
Don't know.
The Louvre?
We going to say that.
And it's far back. You know how, you know, other... Pictures are up wow. close. This shit is far back, so it's like I think the eyes are moving. Everybody's
yeah,
squinting their eyes.
Ain't
like,
nothing really what you think it is.
That shit be crazy, bro.
Nothing is really what
you seen the Good Times Peyton in real life.
Yes, bro. That shit is hard. Everybody she in that bitch Kool-Aid. I love that Peyton.
Hey, everybody in that picture was 7 foot,
bro. That party everybody. Looked like it was lit. Like
it was
a motherfucker, bro.
Yeah.
Don't that shit like it was lit?
It looked like they just waiting for a nigga to say, "All right, now y'all nigga, goddamn, snap out of."
Man, that shit looked like that party was
free.
The nigga playing pool.
Nigga been like that since.
If you look in the top left, it's a nigga standing in the back eating a pork chop sandwich, half the bone hanging off the bread.
Damn.
You
gotta ain't none of them motherfuckers got no eyes on that dude.
Nope.
Oh.
I thought JJ was really painting that shit, too.
Look, we art connoisseurs, y'all. I seen Basquiat paintings. Them shit's dope. I fuck with Basquiat. See, look at this, man.
That's dope.
Man, you know, see? Some of the ugliest paintings be so look high. It'd be like them, they'd be wanting $3 million for it. And motherfuckers be like, this, it's beautiful. Yeah. I see what he's saying. It's mind-blowing. Yeah, he ain't saying shit.
I can't
he was
hate
tied.
On it. I can't hate on it, because if I could do it, I'm going to do it.
I'm a mother.
Nigga, I did. I'm going to
change. You
changed
your name?
You sold one for real?
Yeah, for $3,000.
Why the fuck you ain't painting more shit?
Because it's hard to find that type of shit again.
What?
The shit. I don't really know the shit. I can't find it.
It was good, though.
Yeah,
it was good.
Never know when he bullshit.
I'm bullshitting. I'm lying,
oh, man.
I wish I could sell a
fuck out of here, man.
Sometimes you can sell a star.
I figured that was some shit you was in.
No, sometimes
I'm going to the studio.
No, sometimes a nigga be having.
I gotta
some
go finish my masterpiece.
Go finish my masterpiece.
I gotta go paint. I'll be right back.
I need to find my music.
I swear, some of
that's
the ugliest paintings be like high as hell. Bro.
I don't never.
I was
cut
only
that
fucking her
because
she.
Lying.
It was good for me. It helped me paint.
Right.
No, it's really. I fuck with that shit though. Like I collect paintings.
You ever heard a nigga lying, but you couldn't stop him from lying because he had you doing some good shit in his line? Like shit, Lo pulled up with two bitches.
I got a homegirl like that.
Like keep telling him shit. I want to figure out where the hell I
what else I did.
Where I go, nigga? Where we go?
What else I do?
He helping him lie. Hey, tell him where we went, fool.
Shit, me and Lo was in the strip club last night. We had about three of them ready to go.
Who did?
When? What?
Then what if it started going bad?
Tell about them three hoes that told us to move out their section.
I think that's so embarrassing when you in the club, you in the session, and the motherfucker who paid for the session tell you to get up out of there. You be in there like, yeah, boy, what's up? I see
you. You just gotta act like you ready to go anyway.
Hey, fam, right. The folks here, they want their session. You like,
all right.
Yeah, because you finna be in the crowd, motherfucker.
Let me get up out of here.
I
wanted to go and be among the people anyway.
Wasn't you just in VIP? Yeah, I wanted to come fuck with y'all.
They be like, why you down here? You know,
bitch, be grateful.
I sold it to them niggas for $5.
Yeah. Oh, I got the picture right here. Look at them titties, though. She took her bra off. That's how lit that party was.
What is this?
That's that nigga who eating cigarette. That sandwich.
Oh, that's you, the pictures.
Yeah. All them hoes in there smoke cigarettes.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Good time, yeah.
Say what?
Ernie Barnes.
Hey, we lucky Ernie. We got up.
What's your favorite Good Times episode, DC?
Good time. When Penny got burnt with that eye.
You would like that.
You got one, Brady, or did you not grow up?
Oh, she finna burn her ass.
Brady grew up on Family Matters. It's cool. It's a
My favorite
time.
One is when Michael joined
she
the gang.
She grew up on Cheers.
When Michael joined the gang and JJ had to go get him and they beat him up and then Michael ended up beating him up by himself. You remember that shit?
Actually, I grew up on
Michael
Full House.
Was fine.
Oh, really?
I used to hate Michael because Michael used to have cover in his pants.
I like the episode.
Mike used to have cover in his pants.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about. I like the episode where Michael and Penny won the talent show too. That's a dope ass episode.
I saw Mike. They had a fundraiser for that lady. I saw that episode. Yeah. That was on all the night. I don't know, man. I can't remember.
I'm getting old now. I be getting episodes of Good Times and the PJs confused.
I love the PJs.
Yeah, you remember when Juicy and Calvin came and then they spent the night with JJ and Michael?
I wonder how much did that show cost?
With a PJ?
Yeah.
That shit was hard. Super.
The claymation, though.
You ain't came and fit my acting, super.
No, I don't do well, no.
So what you said you grew up on, Brady? What you was watching?
Cheers.
I don't even know how we got here. Should we look at this?
She grew up off Cheers.
We gonna do this for real.
And Three's Company, too. Doom, 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 doom.
Sad you
We gotta give some more shout-outs for the fans, man.
You should look at Cheers and shit.
Who the fuck is tall? Is Tatiana. Shout out to Tatiana. Tatiana says she loved the English accents.
She liked the English accent?
When
like
we was doing the English accents.
Oh, I'm like, bitch, I every day be speaking
Tatiana.
Hey, this nigga named Mikey L. I don't know this nigga name. He said he loved everything in episode 4.
Where's him name?
I ain't even got that.
Hey, man, we can't say. Y'all know who you are.
Yeah, man, we fuck with everybody who fuck with us. Most definitely. Hey, man, we've been... What episode are we on? Like,
we 99. Y'all, that's 99. And I have, won't do.
I've been talking to some people, man. They want to make some offers on the show and take this shit to the next level.
Well,
shit, then we need sponsorship. Fuck shit. They talking about? I'm talking about offers.
Murder, Inc. want to do something.
Oh, no.
Murder, Inc., I'm good.
Nope.
I'm good. I'm all right,
I'm
man.
I'm good on the Gotti president.
Did you see right. the Snapchat video of Ashley Martell, his girlfriend, sucking him up on Snap?
Yeah, man.
No.
I mean, she's a Taz Angel. Those bitches sell pussy.
That shit was lit.
Bitches sell pussy.
What else we got in the doc?
Bitches sell pussy. All the Taz Angels wholesale pussy.
Say it.
But I fuck with them, cut them bitch bad. Hey. How much they want? I got 100.
Let go.
I got 100. I'm talking for all of us.
Oh, no.
I got 100.
I don't want none. what if you fuck around and
Lose.
Buy the, what if you buy the pussy and
I know
then,
you ain't get Hollywood.
You right.
Go I'm about to say, talking about Ohio.
Hey, man.
That
about
shit
to
was
say,
free.
Go ahead.
Yeah. They know what's going on.
Yeah.
You used to get the pussy.
Hey, you know, no, I ain't buy it. It was free. Right. You know how a real nigga go to the bathroom like a nigga I go to the bathroom. I say, I'm going to go to the bathroom. I start picking. I say, look at my nigga Lowe's.
I walked up in there like the police, like, who left this pussy right here? DC did this. That's my homeboy. Let me pick it up for him and put it up because I know he going to want it when he come back.
Hey.
That's all I did. Then I left.
Y'all stupid. Y'all stupid. You see that?
See what I'm saying? I had to bring the nigga out of there.
You didn't have to do it to him.
I had to. I'm like, no, you better not. Yeah. You remember that time I met you, nigga? That's how we met.
We got to do better as a people when it comes to this shit.
Hey, man.
We got to put some positive images out in the community.
Hey, man.
And give something. Give these people
Ladies
something
suck
to
your
look
man,
for.
We fucked that one off on this one. Huh? I think we fucked that one off on this one.
When?
This one.
This is a waste.
Yeah.
That's why I threw the shit in there.
No, it's good. We can still make it positive.
Say something positive right now.
Shit. Yeah. 2+2 is 4, goddamn. Say something positive, Brady.
Say something positive.
Brady, give us, yeah. You ain't even give us no rhyme, no
don't
little song.
Don't you hate
song.
Giving head and you fuck up your makeup?
What'd you say?
Don't you hate giving head and you fuck up your makeup?
No.
Exactly.
That's the point.
Good answer.
That's the point.
All over
no, 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 no. If you're going to give head, give it the right way. Like, your shit going to get fucked up.
Look crazy
your
afterwards.
Your lipstick should be smudged. Your wig should be hanging look to this crazy side of your afterwards.
That mean you be like,
what the fuck is wrong with you, bro?
She grabbed the nigga head. And...
fuck my makeup up.
Fuck my makeup up.
She pick you up.
Hey, that is the weirdest shit ever, though, when the bitch pick you up. Because one time I had a bitch stick her arms under my leg and cut
what?
My shit. And I was like, nah, bitch, I'm a whole grown nigga.
Hey.
Don't you ever grab my fucking thighs.
She had you in
like
a wrestling
that.
Mood.
Nah, the bitch had me locked in.
She's trying to put you in the figure four leg lock.
She even got that body slab your
this
ass.
This shit made me real uncomfortable. I'm in a position where my legs ain't on the ground and shit. Like, bitch, put my legs down at least. Hey.
Hey, I was just telling my partner, I said, man, what if you fucking the bitch and he quiet in here and all of a sudden you just hear, God damn. Hey, I just started crying.
God damn. Oh, did they feel good?
I just cry.
Hey, bro, you ever have...
I think I was fucking a demon. At that point, I just have to go with, I'm fucking just, a demon.
I would
have
just came out with it.
But would you
how
finish?
Huh?
Would you finish?
I mean, yeah, you yeah. can't just stop fucking a demon.
There you go.
You got to ease up out that demon pussy. You got to
be
like,
with a Bible.
You got to be evil, too. You like, ooh, I'm about to go get a pentagram on my back. I'll be right back. And run the fuck up out that motherfucker.
No.
Hey, you ever have a chick give you some pussy and fall asleep and she poop while she sleep?
Mm-hmm, I love it.
You say you love it? I wake like, her ass up and be like, hey, you pooped it.
I put her all the way
I'm
under the cover with
petty.
It.
I tell her.
I put her all the way under the cover with it. As soon as she do it, just see how you handle this. Yeah. Hey, come on, man, for real. Hey.
It's just real life shit.
If you don't want to smell it, what make you think I would?
Exactly.
Hey, man.
What?
I love it. Uh-oh. Turn that pussy to the side. Give a round two, right? All right, okay.
What y'all naming the baby, bro? Is God, it a secret? It,
hey, shout out to Kangalang. He's so cool.
Yeah.
Shout out to Rodney King.
He came out to one of my shows. It was real. He was nice.
Hey, man. Is that the stalker dude?
No.
Oh, okay, I'm
that's
about
a whole
say, no one.
It's another nigga that shouldn't be stalking. Right. Baby, they Kangalang.
No, it ain't.
Go come up into the show. They Kangalang, baby.
He's awesome.
Yeah, man.
Who is he?
He's somebody that watches the show, and he came out and supported one of my hostings.
Nice.
One of your stripper hostings?
Nice.
God damn it.
You don't strip, Brady.
No.
We know you don't.
Brady don't
strip.
She said
she can't even dance. That's what she told us on the other episode.
I ain't never tell you that.
No, I made that up, but it sounded
you good. Said you didn't have a lot of rhythm, and you learned how to dance from Full House. That's she what did. I gathered.
I never told you that.
From the conversations that we've had,
so
that's
do you
what
dance?
I pulled
so
from
do you,
it.
So do you dance?
Can I dance? Yeah.
So if I would just so happen to have a pocket full of ones.
You just gonna make her be a stripper.
No.
No. Hey, hey, why they bullshitting? Much love to everybody who believed in this show. We about to start selling all types of shit. That's
yeah, man, we appreciate
South
all y'all
related.
Fuck ass people.
No, Clayton got his bread coming real soon.
That's
we,
on the
we
way,
in,
man.
We
you
in talk.
No loaves.
We talking to
loaves.
Some motherfuckers.
It's about loaves and fishes right. in 2016, the yeah. rest of the year, if you ain't got no loaves or no fishes.
Like, we didn't use this podcast to make our own
really
platform. My nigga DC got some new rubbers that's coming out. All you got to do is wear one, and it's just like you win two.
They call head first rubbers.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, man, listen to me. Listen to me. The tip of the rubber.
No, the rubber. You
the
get
tip it. Of the rubber going to look like it's a hoodie. It's going to have like a skull hat. You know what I'm saying? Like a little extra room for the brothers who need extra room.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
Brady, what, you got anything coming up?
No.
Yes, you do.
What
you got?
We lie. Look, we lie. Make some shit up, man.
Yeah.
Coming out, man. Coming out. It don't mean it's
got
to be coming
out
soon.
With a whole line of wigs then, honey.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what's up. What you going to call them?
They water resistant and all type of shit.
Because I hate them wigs. That shit with you. They get wet. That shit smell like corn chips.
I got one for
like, this bitch smell
Brady,
like corn chips.
Brady coming out with the waist trainers that don't even show through your shirt. It's going to just be made out of t-shirt material.
Nice. Okay.
That's
yeah. Okay.
That's yeah. lit.
Yeah. It's like your whole sweat, but you know.
Yeah, you dry fit.
Yeah, right. Dry fit. Really Under Armour. Big came out with an Under Armour.
And I'm gonna be teaching the class for the state, helping niggas who behind on their child support getting their license back. That's what I'm doing.
That's so, what's up.
Yeah. I think I might host some GED, help some people get their GED 3 nights a week.
That's cool.
I'm also teaching self-defense classes to people who can't fight very well. What I do is I just match you up with somebody else that can't fight well, and I just let y'all fight, and I tell you what you're doing wrong.
Build your confidence. The whole
time. Hey, whoa, hold on, man. Cover your face. He hit you twice. Hey,
you
hey.
Learn how to duck, bro.
Hey.
You talking about cover your face?
Brady, what you gonna call your wig shop?
Always Dry.
Always Dry?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
DC, always I think you dry. Ought to come up with some dictionaries, nigga. The fuck you mean dictionary? Webster can't fuck with you.
Yeah. Gonna be, have my
you can
own,
literally tell people what the fuck that means.
Interpretations.
Yeah. Like foo-foo, it can be anything. Person, place, or thing. It's a
something to eat. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It can be anything. You know what I'm saying?
E-40 got a dictionary, I think.
Yeah. Y'all should get
he
together.
He need one.
It's called a thesaurus reasons.
It not only give you the definition and a synonym, it give you the reason behind this shit.
I remember the first time I heard a nigga rap, it was all I heard was, I said, did a nigga drink something?
I thought you got punched in the stomach.
I was like, damn, boy, I ain't never heard a nigga record a live book.
This, bro, you know E-40 was a different type of rapper when that He's nigga said, I be more hip than a hippopotamus.
Get off your head like a neurologist.
Nigga, got a partner by the name of Tupacalypse.
That, I forgot the rest.
I don't shit.
I know he said he pulled a 40 out of his vault and flush it down the shop of Garris.
Nigga. E-40. Any nigga that can use hippopotamus and rhinoceros in a rhyme.
And Tupacalypse.
Nigga.
Yeah, come on, man.
Different type.
I come on, that shit. They gonna be like, boy, DC, if you don't see your country right now.
Hey, what's you like any of these new rap niggas? Like, who you listening to, nigga? You fuck with any of them?
Yeah, I fuck with a lot of people, man.
Yeah,
I'm fucking with that 70-year-old white lady with the Christian rap.
What the words say?
Yeah, what the words say. That she be hard, going in. Boy. That shit be going in. She want to know what the words say. She's 74, and she got a gospel mixtape.
Bro, yeah. I like the new names, though. Like, I'm seeing rappers push the rap name. It ain't, you know what I'm saying, some shit that you would typically see.
Like what?
Like that nigga Lil Uzi Vert.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know what the fuck that mean. I know what the Uzi is. Like, what's the vert?
Well, you just got to put little and then you got to like put two things together.
Little convertible Uzi.
You just got to put
he
two
a
things
gun
together.
And a car at the same time.
Okay, yeah. Like, I never heard of, like, Lil Yachty. What? Lil Yacht.
Yeah, Lil Yachty.
A.K.A. Lil Boat.
Mm-hmm.
This nigga just gonna be a little
but
boat.
But why would you wanna call yourself a little boat?
That's what I'm saying. These niggas is, I don't know if they getting these
that's
motherfucking
because
names
the Titanic
from like
sank.
Indian chief or what?
That's what I would say if I was a little Yachty.
Now, yeah, that'd be fly.
Yeah,
I'm gonna be like, I'm changing my name like Lil Sam and a half.
No, you already DC Young Fly. Yeah. You made niggas, I'm that's like, a long
I'm,
name.
But I'm saying like my rap name gonna be like Lil Sam and a half.
I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying.
Lil Sam and a half.
What's some good rap names then?
Some good ones?
That's yeah. Cool.
What you say?
I said it's not cool.
I don't know, man. I think you got to, like, damn near earn your nickname. You can't just
damn,
be
damn, so
making
it gotta be
people
given to
calling
you.
You
like,
shit.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to run with that.
But like,
yeah, that's corny. You sitting at home like, damn, what I'm about to call myself.
Yeah.
But you're, I'm about to come up with my nickname.
Nigga, shit, rap names be a whole phrase, though.
That's fool. Shit, stain, shawty. Shit, stain, shawty. Walk up in the club. Shit, stay. That should be crazy.
No, don't even do that.
That should be
I
crazy.
I think that's somebody's real name for real, fam.
Stop playing.
Racked
bro.
Up and I shit it on me. For real.
Hey, but you heard of this rapper, OG Boo Dirty?
OG Boo Dirty? Let me see. I can't think of none of these other rappers. They got all
21 Savage.
21 Savage. You got to put a number.
That's a phrase.
Rondo number 9.
Rondo number 9. Never getting
out. Yeah.
Damn.
That shit crazy, ain't it, man?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Freedom Boy.
Yeah.
I don't know if we need them out. Shit.
He did have a rocket launcher.
That nigga had a whole motherfucking rocket launcher.
Not a piece of it.
But, bro, even if you had a fucking rocket launcher, why would you put that shit on Instagram?
What else you gonna do with it? then how is people going to know you got a rocket launcher? Right. Unless you take it out in the streets, and that's dumb.
He not telling nobody.
That's stupid.
Bro, you get to arguing with a nigga in the club. You walk outside, this nigga got a motherfucking rocket launcher.
That's, don't be a menace to South Central, bro.
Bro, you can't even, bro, you can't even report like, that shit to the police. Like, sir, so what happened? Nigga, I came outside the motherfucking club. Nigga said he wanted to fight. He had a whole motherfucking rocket launcher. Really? A rocket launcher, sir? Take your ugly ass home.
Take your
nigga
dumb
ain't
ass
no motherfucking rocket launcher. What nigga got a rocket launcher?
Why would you even stick around to tell somebody that story at that point? He has a whole rocket launcher.
I don't.
Go home.
How many bullets he really got, though? That's a rocket, man. How many? He ain't got rocket, no whole man. Bunch of rockets.
Right.
You miss me with that first rocket, I'm lighting your ass the fuck up. I swear to God,
this nigga got,
you got one rocket. Your reload time is gonna be quick because they ain't got the, like, they ain't got no, you ain't
no
got cadre, the one with
no nothing.
He ain't got the one with the clip,
right? They
don't call me no clip.
No, that's expensive.
He ordering,
you gotta hit that bitch. And then you gotta stand it up and push the other shit down.
That's the shit the
that's
government
a musket.
Got.
Yeah, shit, that's the same way with a rocket launcher.
He got a cannon.
He
got
gonna be in there acting like they the army and shit.
He ordering extra rockets from Acme.
How we
and shit.
Here?
I don't know. We here, though.
I don't know. You brought up that nigga Rondo number.
Shit,
that
like we in Popeye. Yeah, right. Let me get a number two extra, bitch. Shit, we here. What now, shit?
I right. Fuck with Popeye's a little bit.
What's I love the Popeye biscuit, bro.
The biscuits,
I love them bitches. Put a little honey on that bitch, and I'm going to eat that shit up. I'm going to eat that shit up. Hey, then I get a two-week snack, and I'm going to be straight, because I was high as hell.
For the bitches at Popeye's.
Oh, hey, hold on. Got them bitches at Popeye's.
See, there you go, man.
They working at the airport.
Popeye's.
We going to get some hoes off this shit eventually.
No, y'all should just see it at the Popeye's, man. They play that shit.
I believe it.
Real.
Especially with the lady they got on the commercial.
Everybody at Popeye's be having them dirty-ass pants. Y'all ain't never seen that shit?
Well, yeah, that's that flour.
You got to
yeah.
keep the kitchen
that's
flow
that
with
that flour, man.
Like, why y'all pants
they just wipe their hands off on it. They do
and
it.
You go
after.
Right
they
back in it.
Yeah.
Like,
hey, DC.
I've seen them do it.
Do you ever get check the Snapchat from the show? You ever get people who hit you from watching this shit?
Wait, we got a Snapchat?
Like what?
Like, yeah, we got. I'm just saying, I get a bunch of weird ass Snapchats from
I be getting
show.
Weird snap. I have a whole bunch of friends. I be like, hey ladies, where you at? I have a whole bunch of kids. Like, well, go to sleep, DC. Like, bro, I'm not talking to you, bro.
Yeah,
that's
a whole lot
up.
Of kids, bro. On
that's
my Snap,
fucked up, man.
A lot of kids.
Hey, keep your kids off Snapchat.
Keep
please.
The kids off Snapchat.
I wish it was
the
age limit where you could say who you want to DM
keep
you.
The kids off the Snapchat.
I'd be 18 to for infinity. But
hey, Snapchat is addictive. That shit is like TV.
It is.
I swear, if I'm watching TV and
who
I pull
you
out
be watching?
Because
my shit be boring. I
no,
feel like
saying,
I must
I
not
be,
got cable
I don't
on
know
my
how
Snapchat.
Snap lit.
I ain't got cable on my Snapchat. Who the fuck are you watching?
It's rain.
Yeah, I
get
so lost.
I'm so sick
of
these big face bitches with the camera all up in their face. You know what? Today somebody tried me.
Or the motherfucker with the dog. Every bitch now just got that. My bitch, everybody a dog?
Every meal?
Everybody a dog.
Right, right.
I ain't seen this whole face all week.
You know what I don't like
on
the Snapchat is the videos motherfuckers shoot where they just be acting like they... fixing their hair and shit.
You know them girls, every time they get in that selfie, they always...
I can't even say anything because...
No. I asked who to watch. Who to watch
oh,
on Snapchat.
I mean, well, I'm a girly girl, so I watch... Y'all wouldn't even want to know who I watch.
I know.
I watch like Kim K and people like that.
Kim yeah. K? Who is that?
Actually, Taz's Angel Snap is lit.
Who is that? Fuck that bitch's self-esteem. What about mine? Does she know me? No. Expound. Which Kim K are we talking about?
The real one or the other one?
Kim Kardashian.
Oh okay. Clarification. I needed clarification.
I watch stripper Snapchat.
And I watch, oh, I do.
It goes
down. Blue Flame Snapchat be lit. Magic City Snap
now.
Be lit, too.
Okay, I seen that. Straight up. I seen some
yeah,
of them.
You might have seen
really
me on that motherfucker.
And I watch Taz's Angels.
Hey, my Snapchat weird. I don't know how the fuck. I'm following the finest bitch in Oklahoma, Nebraska.
What'd she do?
Just nothing. She has a regular job. She's just pretty as fuck. I like
them sophisticated motherfuckers that get on their Snapchat and be getting freaky. I'm like, bitch, you work at the bank. Can't be on here twerking.
That's what I like. She don't
So is it mandatory for y'all to post, please do not send me dick pics? Do you think that's going to stop
I don't post that. Nick, send me all the dick pics you want. That shit is funny. Send it to me. I think it's funny.
Just laughing at dick.
This nigga thought it was big.
What's your Snapchat?
This motherfucker got a sick sense of humor. Just laughing at dick.
Wow.
Just.
Funny.
Wow.
Tell the world your Snapchat.
I would hate to be the dick picture in the file of dick pictures that make everybody laugh, though. Right. Like, you number three. You see this next one. Oh, what the? Nah.
That's how crazy. We open them, too. You open them with all your friends. Y'all, like, just
she
laugh
She saved
together.
The serious ones, though. No, don't laugh at this one. This one's serious. You can't play with
and
this
now
one.
And
now
you can save. Now you can save the messages. When they send them to you, you hold it down and you save it. So I can go back and be like, bitch, let me show you this last picture, girl.
Oh, my God.
Why? Why he thought
bro, I just hope I'm in the rotation somewhere of some chicks looking at dick pictures. And I'm like, girl, go back to that other one.
Right.
I want to be that one. Go back to that other one. That's the one I sent. Thank you.
Well, send me pussy pics. I don't laugh. I just be like, word.
Right.
Dang. You know what I mean? Turn my shit another angle.
Give me some perspective, though.
Some of these.
You feel me? Like,
no,
bitch,
I need to see something else in the shot so I know how big this pussy actually is.
Yeah, back like, up
you know
a little
saying?
Bit.
You need to scale. I need a scale. Like, it's right up in there, and I'm like, okay, it looks good if it's this size. But if it's this, I don't know if it's going to hold up.
It's corny, though. Like, I'd rather just see it in person. Like,
wow.
I'm talking about, like, if you fucking with somebody. If y'all in a relationship.
Because sometimes ladies get beside themselves, like, they
want
to wait until, like,
you don't want the pictures shown by other
30
people.
Degree below weather. Right. Like, let me see your dick. Like, bitch, it's cold.
It's
like,
cold. It ain't impressive right now.
Right now.
Right.
Like, he's tucked away.
All I'm saying is, if you're trying to date me and you send me a dick pic, it's an automatic wrap-up. No, you corny.
Oh.
But nah, if you send
dick
them shit, either
you
way,
don't, you
it's
don't
be
send them
there.
Like that no
unless,
more.
Unless we've already been
that's
down
a
that
lie
road.
Though, Brett.
If we've gone down that road and the sex was good and we still communicating and then you send me a dick pic, I'm like, oh, babe, think
niggas
about me.
Know better. Sometimes
look,
the dick picture will get
with
you
a
the
certain
pussy.
Way that a nigga can send a dick pic.
Yeah, it's got to come
if
a
If I fuck with you, you
can
send me the dick pic.
Corny.
But if I'm not, then don't send it to me because you're going to fuck up our relationship.
Hey, the dick pic can save your life sometimes.
Hey, boy, dick pic can cut through all the chitter chat. You know how a nigga be wondering, like, damn, I wonder what this dick pussy hitting on. She wondering, like, I wonder what this nigga dick hitting on. Man, I done told a bit, look, I'm finna cut through all the bullshit.
You just walk up with the dick pic
and I fucked that hoe. I swung everything.
This is me.
I said, look, y'all. She talking about, oh my God. I was like, man, stop. You gonna make me blood chill, bro. Stop. You tripping, man. Say that
but
out loud.
Just because it look good, that don't mean it is good.
She gonna find a way to make the shit not.
Yeah,
right.
You over exaggerating. Yeah, that girl ain't say all that.
This
man.
Is the worst shit. Conversation ever.
Whatever.
These motherfuckers want to know.
Have
that.
You ever? But have
these
you ever,
motherfuckers concerned about how beautiful they dick is?
But look, though, have you ever compared compliments?
No.
Like
no.
That. I don't know, man. You hype, but you ain't that hype, though. You know what I'm saying?
Are you talking about to the bitch?
Yeah.
Please be talking about it. Okay.
Right. This is, yeah.
The hell you thought I was doing? I'm not talking about him.
What the fuck? I ain't even
oh,
in this
man.
Conversation. All right,
man. You have been watching the 85 South either. Show.
Hey, I wasn't in the, here. Wait. I wasn't in the. I wasn't in that. That ain't have shit to do with me. Y'all not about to put no dicks on me.
Don't you put no dick on me, Ricky Bobby.
No, not even hypothetical conversational dicks. The fuck is wrong with y'all? Brady, it's your fucking fault.
I've been over here quiet.
Because any other time, the show would have been about labias or something of that nature.
Sorry.
Yeah, you took it down that path.
You sure did.
You started this shit.
It had to be done.
So look, what did we learn this episode? Did we learn anything?
Man, no.
Yes, we learned to not send corny dick pics.
And don't be a stalker.
If you
yeah, don't
send
a corny dick pic. Send a
yeah,
picture
don't be
with
in
your
the corner.
Dick.
Be in the
send
kitchen.
Send a picture of your dick with some sunglasses on. In a convertible.
Happy dick
send
pictures.
A cool dick pic.
Exactly.
Let the
in
seat
a Porsche.
Back. Let the seat back and just shoot it out the window like your dick driving the car.
Or at the drive-thru.
Look at my dick in Jamaica.
That's what I'm talking about. That's exciting.
You giving the people these signals. Not at home, like, man,
put a little
let it go outside, man. I got to take this shit outside.
Do I send it or no?
Because Brady don't, she don't want the in-the-house dick pics. She only like the outside dick pics.
That shit wild,
that's
man.
Crazy.
Well, I sent you a range of emotions. I started off with shy. And then towards the end, I was very proud.
A range of emotions with the Dito.
As a Power Ranger,
that
pick.
Shit crazy.
I ain't lying.
Much love to everybody sending nudes. Man, this girl sent me a picture of her pussy and made me want a ham sandwich the other day. I swear I did.
Oh, man. Crazy. Boar's head.
Yeah. You know the ones they sell at the airport?
Yeah.
Motherfuckers.
Already
good,
made.
Too. My bad.
That's lit.
Yeah. So, I don't know. What the fuck, man?
Any flat? Oh, yeah.
This the fucking remix, man, to that pussy got a smell, but I'm a
remix!
Fuck.
pussy got a smell, but I'm a fuck though. Hey, that pussy got a smell,
but I'm a fuck though. Hey, pussy got a smell, but I'm a fuck though. Hey, pussy got a smell, but I'm a pussy got a smell, but I'm a pussy got a smell, but I'm a fuck though. Pussy got a smell, but I'm a fuck though.
Take a shower, but I told my girl, but I need about an hour. Hey!
That shit
stank.
That shit hard, bro.
And I ain't even bust. I act like I busted. I
like that.
I came up out that motherfucker.
I gotta mark it down. Go to the show, man.
We gotta go to the show.
We gotta go to the show, man.
Let's
do it.
Hey, man.
But that pussy still.
Got.
Hey, y'all
look.
Gonna have some Hennessy because I'm coming this up.
Yeah, come,
it's a bar.
Come through.
It's a bar.
Come through, man.
Nigga, I'm asking.
Is that a bar?
Hey, Hennessy.
If
you're wondering what show we're talking about, we're talking about Cats Cafe each and every Tuesday night. When I'm in town, I host that shit. Come see your boy.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Every Tuesday. How much can you tell about somebody about what they drink?
You can tell a lot about it.
She drink Hennessy, so that means.
No, but it's the way.
Oh, any bitch who drink Hennessy, I'm sorry.
What?
You're fucking.
She'll do anything.
She'll do anything.
Anything?
Anything.
Wow.
Bitch drink Hen, bitch do anything, you know.
Not quite.
Yeah. I don't know about that vodka. She might be a little blocker, you know what I'm
saying? You know, vodka turn bitches Russian. They start, let me see your dick right now. I want to fuck. They get ready too aggressive.
That's what's
that
up,
shit.
Man.
I will break you.
Hey.
No, I don't want that. Leave that white lick alone. Grow up, people.
LeVar ass don't want to go home.
No.
He been here for 3 episodes. He was here a whole week, y'all.
He should have got on him.
He was here a whole week.
He could have told us about all the diseases and... How you could avoid catching.
Yeah.
They got some extra shit. They got some spray.
I'm pretty sure the smells is the problem with it.
No. We clarified this. You might not have saw today. We clarified that the smell, it's not the bad smell. It's the actual aroma pussy smell once the pussy get
See, that's why we did the song, because people so negative. That we knew that they was going to go negative first.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And our whole message is you know, positivity.
Cool.
No, I'm serious. He was serious.
Yeah. So,
I was letting
you know, we trying to be positive about the shit and, you know, keep the shit gangster. And,
all the way.
Know,
guess
like
what?
That.
All the way.
Exactly.
If that pussy got a smell.
Guess what?
I'm a fuck, though.
Still.
If it, thou it can't, pussy it can't be has the stench of 1,000 dragons, I shall still dip my sword into the fire and conquer thine beast.
Game of horns.
Game of whores.
I don't know, fair maiden. Your pussy smells like a dungeon.
Dungeons are fabulous. I love dungeons.
Hey, man, y'all tune in next week to see who survives.
Who gonna survive 85s. This bitch? It's your boy, DC Young.
You already know, Brady. We make it.
Tell him bye. Tell him bye, Brady.
Brady, tell him about it. Tell
come
the
on,
haters.
Brady, got all day now. God damn, now.
Tell
come
the people.
He always trying to cut me off.
Tell him.
No, you ain't get cut off bad, really. You got off good on this one. You ain't talking all that shit. You ain't had no rhymes. None of that
hey,
shit.
And,
come on,
Brady,
tell him before I let go, man.
In closing, don't nobody fucking, don't no, no more stalkers for Brady. We have to shoot you. We get licensed care. Everybody in the studio is licensed to care.
I'm pretty sure Young Metro don't trust
you
either.
No, it's all good. I think he just, you know. He just wanted some shine.
I know. We ain't gonna shoot you, bro. I was just playing.
Yo,
Black
nigga.
Lives Matter. Yeah. We out this bitch.
Woo!
About to get
let's
to
do
you.
It. Let's go.
Y'all going to catch? Let's go.
85.
85. 85. 85.